Grace, mercy, and peace be ours from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. What possessed Omar Mateen to do what he did last week in Florida? I'm not here to give a psychological explanation of what Omar Mateen did last week in Florida. Psychology might belong better to Tom Witkop. He's here today. He's a retired psychologist. Maybe he could give some understanding in that realm. Maybe you saw on TV there was some explanations given. Maybe he was dealing with his own homosexual desires. Maybe not. We don't really know. And then he also had this Muslim faith that was against homosexuality, so he had a conflict and decided to take it out that way. Maybe, but I don't know. I don't think anybody will ever know. Also, I'm not here to give you the religious motivations for why someone who pledges allegiance to ISIS might do something called jihad or radical forms of it like this. For a different time, different place. I will offer today a spiritual diagnosis of what possessed him to do what he did in Florida and others like it. Again, returning to that question, what possessed him to do what he did? When we pose the question that way, we open up the theory that one is not fully responsible all by themselves, solely responsible for what they did. Kind of like our kids, when we say, what possessed them to do that? Why? Or a friend, what possessed my friend to do what he did to me? Why? As if it's out of character or something. But really what we're talking about perhaps is something deeper, maybe spiritually speaking, something possessed them. To be possessed means something or someone has a hold of you, a different spirit. In our gospel today, it says concerning a man near Gerasenes, many demons had entered him. And the symptoms we heard in the text, he wore no clothes. He didn't live in a house. He lived in these tombs. And when he was bound by shackles and chains, what did he do? Broke free. Pastor Rockman and I don't know, went to seminary. I always learned that demon possession had usually two major symptoms. One, supernatural strength, or supernatural knowledge. And here you're going to see both in the text. The supernatural strength to be able to pull off these chains, break them free, supernatural. And then also some supernatural knowledge coming up, you'll see it in the text. When he was asked his name by Jesus, what did he answer? Legion. A legion in the Roman times was an army that had 3,000 to 6,000 men. And it said in the text, many demons had entered him. He was regarded by his community as unclean, being in the tombs and under guard for fear. You might even say the evil one had hold of this man well. Possession in the Bible was a real problem. Not just, well, he believes in supernatural things, so what? Or, he believes in Satan. We must tolerate. Others believe in Santa. Or, we're all a bit kooky. Kind of like the Addams family or something. Maybe he was just kooky. No, possession makes men do things harmful to self and to others. This man lived in kind of a hell on earth. Isolated from friends and family. Naked, unhealthy for sure. In tombs. That's no place to live unless you die. According to what we understand about possession, this man was not fully responsible for these actions, for another, many others, in fact, possessed him. Lots of questions here. How did that happen? We don't know. Did the man invite all these demons in? Perhaps, perhaps not. We're not sure. Why does God allow that to happen? Now that one we know. Because mankind ushered the problem in when Adam sinned, turning back against God and welcoming evil. Remember, we used to only know the good in creation. But when Adam and Eve sinned, what did we get? The knowledge of good and evil. here we are, prone to sickness, shootings, starvation, and Satan's minions. Since the man was not fully responsible here, can we hold the demonic demons responsible and legally try them and exact some kind of retribution for their damages? No, of course not. These are spiritual or supernatural beings. So if anything is going to be done, we would need a supernatural power, a spiritual power, to demonstrate authority over them. Do we have that? Do we have that? Is there any such demonstration of power over these powers on earth? And the answer is yes, just one. When Jesus came to the country of the Gerasenes by boat, the man saw Jesus and he fell down and cried out, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." How would that man know that Jesus was the Son of the Most High God? He had supernatural knowledge of who Jesus was. When Peter confessed that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of the living God, remember what Jesus said to Peter? He said, "Flesh and blood hasn't revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." So also you might say this demons didn't know, this man didn't know by nature, by hearing something from others, "Oh, that's Jesus, he's the Son of the Most High God." Rather, it was supernaturally known to him because the Spirit's living in him, which tells us something, that the demons know who Jesus is. The book of James says the same. They know who he is and they shudder. After some discussion with Jesus, the demons of the man begged to enter the pigs. And it says that he gave them permission. Permission implies authority, power to grant. Jesus, as God's Son, has divine power over demon locality. After this, they entered the pigs, and they went down a steep bank and drowned into the abyss. And nearby herdsmen saw this, fled, and told the city and the country. And people came to see the man, and where was he? Sitting now at Jesus' feet, clothed, and in his right mind. People told Jesus to leave. I wonder what possessed them. But he appointed that man who asked to go with Jesus to stay and to tell them all the good things that Jesus had done for him. In the end, we see Jesus showed that he had power to give permission and to do this gracious healing and freeing of this man who was in bondage to these demons. He had that power to do just that for the man. The word of Jesus' power went out to others so that more might know Jesus' power and the answer to our problem-filled world. Who has the power over evil and demons? Jesus. What gives us hope? The word of Jesus and his demonstrations of power like this one. Yes, there will still be sickness and starvation and shootings and Satan's minions. But there is one with power to heal, resurrect, exercise, and even reconcile people to God. You might even say to bring all to a right mind and to be clothed not just with regular clothes, but with the garments of salvation. That we might know God, not sin no longer separating us, but knowing him by faith and knowing him by the life that he reveals to us in his Son, and later face to face in the heavenly places, the supernatural realm. More than that, today, from the fullness of God's word, we know that there is one now who possesses you. By baptism, God has given you the promised Holy Spirit. In 1 Peter 2, verse 9, it says, "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light. Or Titus chapter 2, Christ Jesus gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify for himself a people for his own possession who are zealous for good works. Because of this good news today that you've heard, Christ Jesus, his power over the demons to heal this man, to possess through his word, be like that possessed man. Not in his evil times, but in the good times. When he went out and told people what good things God has done for him. Go proclaiming how much Jesus has done for you so that more might know of this power over evil on earth. That more might know the power of his resurrection and his life revealed as power and authority even over death, our greatest enemy of all. Yes, we do know good and evil in this world. But by hearing, through faith, we know of one who is greater than the evil, who has destroyed it, has accomplished our salvation, our freedom from bondage, from possession, and from all such things. And his name is Jesus. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.